Would you give a warm welcome to Joseph?
Oh, I cannot believe how this has happened to us, and we're here. How did this? Oh, me! I'm sorry, I did not see you sitting there. Oh, and there's so many of you sitting there. Oh, where are my manners? I'm so sorry. Shalom, shalom. My name is Joseph. Oh, shalom. Shalom means peace. I tell you right now, I am so far away from peaceful. Oh, my wife and I we've been traveling for a few days now from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That's 112 of your kilometers. Oh, what a journey. Yeah, seems crazy to take this trip for a census that Caesar wants to take. I tell you, Rome is going to get every cent of tax it thinks it's owed. Maybe you know something about that. Or try to find a room. Oh my goodness. Oh, Bethlehem is overrun with people. They're everywhere. Now maybe you. Have you been able to find a room? Maybe with some family? Ah, yes, we don't have any family here in Bethlehem. And I tell you, the prices they are charging right now for our room, it is outrageous, outrageous. But I would have paid anything for a room. You see, my wife, Mary, she is with child. And when I say with child, I mean with child. I am going to be a father any time now. Now, we were fortunate. This old innkeeper, we went to him and he took pity on us. He's let us stay with his goats. I'm not really sure if it was him or his wife, because he was going to send us away. His wife overheard me at the door saying that my wife was with child. And she yelled out, "Obadiah, come here now." And we started walking away slowly because I tell you, I recognize that tone from how my mother used to talk to my father from time to time. And as we were walking away, he came back and says, no, come back, come back. Yes, you can stay in my barn. And then I saw him look back at his wife. Oh, his wonderful, beautiful wife gave him that look for free. Oh, bless Yahweh. Thank you. It is just so good to get off the streets. Oh my goodness. And I am sure it went well for him because, you know, there is some wisdom that Solomon may not have written down, but some of you may know. It's very true. It says, happy wife, happy life. So I'm sure it went well for the innkeeper. And we had a place to stay. Oh, bless Yahweh. Free of charge to boot. It wasn't fancy. Oh, no. And there were animals there, but it was out of the wind, off the streets, and there was room there, warmth amongst the hay. I was so concerned. I was so concerned. Mary kept telling me I did not have to dote over her. And in fact, it was Mary who kind of, she sent me away. Apparently, I had been hovering over her. And she wanted a little space, a few moments to herself. So here I am getting some air and, well, making some new friends. Oh, it's amazing, you know. It's amazing because this is not even my son she's having. Oh, that might have been too much information. I'm sorry. No. Please do not think badly of my wife. Really don't. Don't think badly of her because you don't understand. You don't understand. I know you think you do, but you don't. You don't. I'll tell you the story. But you might not believe it at first. I sure did not believe it at first either. Now, I've known Mary, all my life. We grew up in the same town together in the town of Nazareth. And from the time I was a little boy, I've always loved Mary. I remember my mother used to tell me, "Oh, son, the first time you saw her, you looked to me and says, 'Mom, is that an angel?'" And from that time, I've just loved her, and we've grown up together. Oh, and as we grew, my love for Mary just grew. Mary, she was always so full of life and laughter. Her laughter was like hearing joy. It was wonderful. She could brighten up the entire room that she walked into. And Mary, she always had this love for Yahweh that went beyond just keeping the laws and following the rules. And that was something that caused my love for her to grow stronger. It was like she had a real relationship with our Lord God. Sometimes I would watch her, and she didn't know I was watching her, and I wasn't stalking or anything like that. I was just watching her, and she would be talking to what looked like no one. And yet, she was talking to our Lord God as she went about her chores, talking to him in prayer. My father and my mother, they knew how I felt about Mary. And her parents were friends with my parents. And it all worked out that one day we would become husband and wife. And I could not have been happier. When we came of age, we were engaged. And what you must understand is that in our culture, engagement was as binding as marriage. And I was going to follow in the family business as a carpenter. It's hard work, but it's good work. And to know that I would have Mary by my side, I felt my life would be one of the very best because of God's gift to me, Yahweh's gift to me of Mary. Our marriage was still a ways off when Mary suddenly went to see her cousin Elizabeth. And I tell you, she was gone for 3 months. Those 3 months seemed like an eternity to be away from her. And when she returned, she was a little different. She had put on some weight. Not that that bothered me. Her face was a little rounder. But I didn't care. I was just so happy to see her again. But others noticed as well. And the rumors started to fly around. You know what people can be like sometimes? They can be cruel. And they started a rumor that she was with child. And I thought, not my Mary. No. There's no one else in the entire world who I knew was as faithful as she was. But people were talking. And so I had to ask. And I asked, and she said, "You know, Joseph, I wanted to tell you right away. Because this is the most amazing news." And she told me how an angel from Yahweh had come to her and to tell her that she was highly favored by God, and how the Holy Spirit of God had caused a baby to begin growing within her. This baby was to be the Messiah. And she was so excited, and I was stunned. Okay, my first thought, I'm telling you, was, are you kidding me? I mean, come on, Mary. Are you so desperate to cover over your sin that you resort to some kind of wild story about an angel and then to play on my hope of the Messiah coming? I mean, you disappear into the hill country for 3 months and return carrying a child? See, I don't think I can tell you how betrayed I felt. So hurt. And the tears started to run down my face. It's the hope, my hope of a future with Mary was being dashed right there in front of me. I had never raised my voice ever to Mary. But I told her, stop it! Stop it with these crazy lies! But she kept insisting that it was true. She even asked me, have I ever lied to you, Joseph? And she hadn't. She never had. But this was too much. I mean, who could believe this? And I left her there, and I went home to my parents to try to figure out what to do. You see, our law says that women such as she are to be stoned. Those who sin like that. But I still loved her. I loved her. I could not marry her but after such a betrayal, but I did not want to see Mary killed. So I decided to break the engagement as quietly as possible, to divorce her quietly so that she might live. And I'm not ashamed to admit, that night, I cried myself to sleep. All my hopes, all my dreams washing away. And it was there, when I was asleep, everything changed for me. I had a dream. And I had a dream, and an angel came to me. Gabriel was his name. The same angel who had come to Mary came to me. And now, I know it was a dream. I know it was a dream, but it felt so real. Like, I tell you, it was like so real. I was in the presence of a real angel. I knew it. And the angel spoke to me. He said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. I tell you, I woke up with a jerk. I leapt out of bed. I was looking around thinking I'd see the angel, that he'd still be there. It was then that I realized this was all a dream. And I began to ponder what the angel had said. And then I was putting it together with what Mary had said. And this was amazing. I got dressed. And I ran to Mary's parents' home. And I got there. It was very early in the morning. But I was there. And I was pounding on the door saying, Mary, Mary, come. It's me. Come. And her father opened the door. He looked at me strangely. And I just looked at him. And I said, I believe. I believe. And I saw Mary come out from behind them. And I know it's improper. I shouldn't have done it. But I burst through and through her mother and father and right to her. And I embraced her. And I said, Mary, I believe. I believe. An angel visited me. He told me everything. That we are to name this child Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And I released her, and I turned to look at her father, who is very stoic. And there he was, looking at me with tears flowing down his face. You see, I think it was at that point that he was finally convinced this was of God. It wasn't long before my parents showed up at the door too. And in they came. And we all sat down and we talked about what all this meant. What it all meant. I mean, the Messiah, the long-awaited Christ, was coming into the world and into our family. Surely you must know. You've heard stories that we Hebrews have long been awaiting the coming of the Messiah, also called the Christ. It's been prophesied for hundreds and hundreds of years. Prophets like Isaiah wrote about him and said, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You see, this is the child that my wife has been carrying these past 9 months. Is that not amazing? Oh, you're all looking at me like I'm a little loopy. But it's true. It's true. It's all true. Another prophecy hit me from Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Here it is. The virgin will be a child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us, is what it means. We sat there in their home for hours talking and eating and wondering what all this meant and feeling very blessed that God had chosen us. I mean, oh my goodness, we are humble people. Humble. And when I say humble, I mean money was incredibly tight. I mean, we just get by. But love in our family abounds. I remember my father-in-law saying, but we are in Nazareth, and the Christ child is to be born in Bethlehem. Now, he was referring to Micah 5:2, but it says, but you, Bethlehem, Ephraim, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. You see, we had no plans to come here to Bethlehem. But God, oh, the power of Yahweh to use Caesar, the most powerful man on earth, to use him to get us here for this time with this whole census thing. I must confess to you, I'm more than just a little freaked out about having to raise the Messiah. And believe you me when I tell you, my mother-in-law has all kinds of advice for me of what I am to do.
Joseph!
It's like talking to you. I've got to go. I haven't had much practice. Oh, I've had no practice ever delivering a baby. Oh, but it went well. It went well. You would not believe what has happened. All these shepherds showed up in the barn with us. They told us an angel, and the angels were everywhere, appeared to them, announcing the birth of our little boy, Jesus. The angel told them that this was good news. And understand this, this was good news, not just for we Jews, for we Hebrews. This was good news for all people, for God's favor rests on us. Oh, this is too much. It's too much. My friends, please hear me. I almost missed it. If not for an angelic visit, I would have walked away from the greatest privilege, the most wonderful thing ever in my life, having this baby. It was never part of my plan. It was God's. And I tell you, there may be times in your life when you have your plans and yet there is this detour that comes and you cannot imagine God bringing anything good out of it. Trust me, I've been there. But God's ways are not our ways. And what might look like the greatest of difficulties can become the most amazing opportunities, the most blessed responsibilities that are ours. I had the honor of saying his name will be Jesus. Me, Joseph, a simple carpenter from Nazareth. And maybe if you are facing some hardship today, reflect on my story and see if God wants to bring something wonderful out of the detours of your life. I have to go. I think the shepherds should be done by now. They all wanted a chance to hold baby Jesus, God's son, who the Lord entrusted to Mary and I. What wonders await God's son, my boy. Shalom, my friends, and peace be with you on this most wonderful day. And would you please spread the news? The Messiah has come. He has come. Bless Yahweh. Shalom.